This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, final segment ahead of Gerald Celente taking over here in a few minutes. It's the 30-year anniversary of me being on air. So I have some non-alcoholic white grape sparkling here. I have a lot of work to do. I can't be drinking champagne at 2 p.m. Central. Gerald Celente is coming up, but the crew remembered I said the start of the show. I forgot about it, but I said I can't, even if it's non-alcoholic, I can't cheer somebody without somebody else doing it with me. So I'll do that with Rob Aguero's, one of our great crew members here in a minute. But let's finish up with calls. William in Arkansas, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Last caller. Go ahead.
Thank you. Somebody should be reading the Bible. I am not a biblical scholar, but there's a dozen movies, a thousand sermons that Israel will never know peace. Back when the prophet Samuel told King Saul and the 12 tribes of Israel, if you choose a man-made state, a man-made king with a crown on his head, you'll never know peace. That was when
and that's
David,
why the Nutri-Carty Jews and a lot of the really conservative Orthodox Jews don't support Israel. They say that.
The other thing is we would have adopted MacArthur's bill at the UN concerning the military-industrial complex to stop all wars. It's a whole history of it. It kind of coincides with Eisenhower and what he warned us of. And as long as the world does not understand that we are under maritime military law within the courts. How do you take maritime law and cross it over into civil jurisdiction? The lawyers know this. We need common law, common sense. You know, it's all there written out. And for those that don't believe in conspiracies, and I know a lot of people that believe everything you say, but they have to literally, I've had people tell me I have to live in my happy zone. Well, man, my life and the history of everything and the future of this nation is not going to reside within your happy zone. And as a U.S. soldier, I'm still a soldier, 23 years. I spent 15 years in the Texas State Guard, right? You got some fine people down there. 8 years in the federal service. My service isn't over. I salute you and all the info warriors that keep you alive. My kudos go out to everybody in the Texas Medical Center where I spent a lot of time in surgery and in Beaumont, the Baptist Hospital. Great people. I'm sorry about COVID. I lost 5 jobs over it. I'm ready to start body slamming people, but I'm not going to do it indiscriminately.
I hear you, brother. God bless you, William. We love you. We appreciate you. I'm out of time. Gerald Celente is getting in the chair in Kingston, New York, the birthplace of the Constitution. But I have my non-alcoholic Welch's sparkling wine here. This is 30 years on air today. I couldn't remember when, a few months, 6 months ago, I went and looked it up. So I want to bring in some of the crew. Oh, Owen Schroyer showed up here. He's about to go live.
Are you kidding me?
He's about to go live in like an hour. We got Rob, we got Thomas, we got everybody here. And so, you know, this is what it's all about. So I really appreciate all of you guys. Here is to 30 years of the InfoWar and all of our supporters that made it possible and God working through us. I love you all, and this salute is all the viewers and listeners through the years that kept us on air. We've been totally vindicated. I love all our guest hosts and all our guests. Like Gerald Celente, let's punch him up. He's having a drink of real wine. Punch him up real quick. Can we guys punch Gerald up real quick? Punch him up. Maybe we can't punch Gerald up. There he is. Punch him up for me. There he is. All right. Salute. Everybody, we salute you. All right. Damn, that's good.
Wrong.
That's right. We did it our way.
To 30 more, Alex. 30 more.
I'll be 80 on the air. I love that. Here we go.
Better. You look better than Joe Biden.
I'll be smarter, hopefully. All right. God bless you all, folks. We took the blows. Here's the blue eyes. 30 years, folks. 30 years, and we're vindicated and in way stronger than ever, battle hardened. So, wow. I was just thinking like 6 months ago. Oh, I'm on air. I went and looked it up. It was April 15th, 1994. It was tax day. I was up there to take classes. Like, hey, you come in here and protest with us. It was the first time I went on air. Was 30 years ago, and a few months later, I got my license and got on Access TV. All right, love you all. War Room coming up 55 minutes. Gerald Celente, takes over right now. Can't wait to hear what he says about the wars and the economy and all the craziness. But thank you all for keeping us on air. You're the reason we're still here, and we love you, and we appreciate you all. Great job, crew, and great job to my family. I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWars.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now. Salente takes over live now from Kingston, New York.
Isn't it rich?
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And thank you for all that you do, the team. And as I said, I salute. Chintan, 100 years. That's what InfoWars should have. It's 30 years, you got 70 more to go. And I appreciate so much what everybody does in bringing out the truth of what's going on in the world rather than the propaganda. And Alex said he'll be 80 years old. I'm 77. You could do it at 80. You're still a youth. So you got another 30 years at least, and then the other gang will take over. And everybody listening, do what you can to support InfoWars, because we are in a crisis of... I've been at this for 44 years, trend forecasting. And never in my life have I seen such an imperiled time, socially, spiritually, and financially. We, the people of Slavelandia, that's all we are. We're plantation slaves to the bigs, to the private equity groups, to the hedge funds, to the venture capitalists. None of that crap existed when I was a young man. It's disgusting. I love it when they repeat something that's going on in Washington. Lawmakers, officials, lawmakers, little losing jerks, little arrogant little boys and girls. We're at war. As I said in the Trends Journal, you go back to February 22nd, 2022, 2 days before Russia invaded Ukraine. And again, totally opposed to Russia's invasion. Totally understand. Where is it over here? Why it happened? We wrote about it in the Trends Journal, 2006, 2014, when it was a quarterly. It was a spring edition. The United States overthrew the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych and put in these gangs. So we understand why, totally opposed to the invasion, totally understand it. And we warned, the cover of our magazine was from COVID war to Ukraine war to world war. And now the Israel war has escalated. World War III. We had warned, you could read your Trends Journal. First we began to write, if Israel increases its attacks against Iran, Brent crude is going to spike And if it hits $130 a barrel, it will crash the global economy and the equity markets. Then we wrote, when Israel, because we saw this happening, attacks, and they attacked the consulate. They were killing people, Iranians in Syria and other places before this. They were bombing Iranian oil fields and depots. In the Bronx, we used to say, payback's a bitch. You attack the attacker in close combat. And again, I had my own school for many years. It's not just empty talk. And we had people from all over the country coming to learn close combat at the school I used to have, the Baltimore Blasters, one after another. So, it's, you know, it's not just talk. You only attack the attacker. And that's what Iran just did. They attacked the attacker. And it's very important because the people I talk to, go out to the bar, you know, talk to a couple of people. Oh, we were at a party, and then the news broke that Iran attacked Israel. Oh, my God, how terrible. They don't know anything about what went on before this. Nothing. Going back to Brent crude, or I forget it, now it's only at $90 a barrel, $90.29 or something. If this escalates, it's going to continue. So going back to not what people know and why you go to InfoWars and why you subscribe to the Trends Journal is because you want to see the facts so you can see the future. You don't get caught up in an ideology. You know, don't tell me, you know, I don't care if you think you're God's chosen people. Take it easy. What if I don't believe in your God? Or if I don't believe in your God, your God, your God, your God. How many religions are there? A couple of hundred? So you don't get involved into a belief system. You have to be, I'm a political atheist. I don't believe in this stuff. Again, I was there. I was the assistant to the Secretary of the New York State Senate at 26 years old. You know, I've been there. I know what the game is. This is from my book. I just thought of this before I went on the trend tracking that I wrote in 1989. Far better than Megatrends, Time Magazine. This is how I became a trend forecaster. The fall of the Shah. Right there. I go on to say, after I got out of college, I ran an election campaign for a man who became mayor of my hometown, Yonkers, New York. Then I served as assistant secretary of the New York State Senate. In those positions, I learned about politics, things they didn't teach you in school. I also learned about that in analyzing a situation, you should always consider the political aspect. This may seem obvious, but I found that people are reluctant to bring politics into their discussion of another subject. That's how different it was back then. Or religion at the dinner table. When you consider the political aspect, you have to let go of ideology. You have to step back and analyze the situation objectively. So I've become a political atheist. In other words, I don't believe in politics. I believe in government and the management, but not in politics. Just remember, if something is done for a political reason, someone gets rewarded at your expense. Of course, this applies not only to government, but also to business. And I go on and on again. For me, the turning point was the crisis in Iran. I had read about the Shah and his repressive regime. The Savak, the secret police in Iran, under the Shah, made the SS look good. All right? As it was being reported, again, we only get what's being reported and write about the... And now, and we go all over the world looking for the information. We don't take it from one source. I had learned, not in school, but in research, how we were involved in overthrowing the nationalistic leader there and replacing him with the Shah. The Shah was our boy, and to leave no doubt about where we stood, our president and his wife spent New Year's Eve with him. On that occasion, Carter said, You ready? This is little Jimmy Carter. I'm the peanut farmer. I'm the peanut farmer. And I got cojones the size of a peanut. Oh, there's the... Oh, I forgot. Oh, Brzezinski? Oh, you don't know who Brzezinski is? One of those two clowns I forget on MSNBC? The guy and his wife? Oh, yeah, she was Brzezinski's daughter that gave us the Mujahideen? Yeah, to launch the war when Russia was fighting the Taliban in Afghanistan? That became Al-Qaeda? That's Jimmy Carter. Yeah. That's Jimmy Carter who allowed interstate banking, that did away with the usury laws. You know, he was responsible for that, too. There was only intrastate banking. Intrastate banking meant that banks couldn't go out of the state. Bank of America was only in California. Now they're everywhere. In a big zone, everything. Anyway, going back to the little slime balls, the little jerks, the little morons that people call their leaders. He goes on to write. Because of the greatness of the Shah, you're right.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
There was no way in the world that Ukraine would defeat Russia. Oh, the facts. Once upon a time, there was a guy by the name of Napoleon. And Napoleon Bonaparte, sent 420,000 young men to destroy, to give up their lives for nothing, to attack Moscow in 1812. Left Poland with 420,000 troops. There's a famous chart. It shows the weather conditions and the dying. It came back with 10,000. World War II, Operation Barbarossa by Hitler. Depending on the data, over 25 million Russians were killed in World War II. 25 million. And John F. Kennedy's talk at American University in June of 1963, all about peace. He says that the farms, the homes, the factories, the land in the Soviet Union was destroyed, the equivalent of Chicago East. All right? They were the first ones to defeat Germany. So what little stupid mind would make you believe that Ukraine had a chance of defeating Russia? What stupid mind? The entire media. All of the crap that they spewed out came from the little warmongering freaks, with tough-talking guys with peckers like this. Oh, yeah, we got to give them more weapons. Keep stealing the money from the stupid taxpayers of Slavelandia, the plantation workers. Oh, yeah, we got to give them weapons. Oh, now they say they're going to lose. We said that they should negotiate for peace immediately. All those little slime balls, a little jerk up there, Blumenthal. I'll call you guys right to your face. Little Lindsey Graham. All these little clown. Oh, Pelosi. All of these clowns going to Ukraine. Oh, and bringing the little boy Zelensky to the Congress. Oh, everybody applauding. Yeah. Oh, you mean the little clown boy? Zelensky? Google it up on YouTube. Zelensky plays the piano with his penis. Yeah, that guy. The guy that's the head of Ukraine. President of Ukraine. Oh, yeah, watch him. Takes the pants down. Yeah. I launched Occupy Peace over a decade ago. We need peace on Earth. But we have pieces of crap running the government. All little loudmouth boys that couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. Anybody that supports the war, go over there, send your wife, your kids, your transgenders, and everybody else that doesn't know who they are or what they are, or do know what they are, over there to go fight. Send your money, or shut your mouth. I'm an American. I read this, and I will keep reading it. This is a real warrior, a real man who fought, a real president, not like draft dodger Biden, five draft dodgers. He's only a couple of years older than me. Prime draft meat. And by the way, I believed in the Vietnam War. I was stupid enough back then. I even voted for Richard Nixon in 1968. I believed the crap from the mainstream media. You got to keep learning and learning and learning to grow up and then find the truth. And again, InfoWars is helping you do that. And so, too, we with the Trends Journal. And I believe the Vietnam War. If we don't stop those commies, they're going to keep, the dominoes will keep falling. I should want to go get killed. I'm watching these guys walking through water, you know, up to their chest with guns, you know, Americans with what, about 50 pounds of weight on their back. I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. So I'll admit, I did everything to avoid the draft. But Biden, the little lying boys, like Clinton and him, they avoided the draft, but they support war. Five draft deferments Biden got. Five. The last one, I got asthma. And he bragged about what a great athlete he was. Going back to a real president, George Washington. Yeah, crossed the Delaware. Fought. Yeah, that's George Washington. Quote, "It is our true policy to steer clear of permanent alliance with any portion of the foreign world."
Oh, you're an isolationist. Oh, I'm a Western. I'm Lloyd Western. You're the blimpo boy. Yeah, I was a general over there in Iraq, and I was a general in Afghanistan. I kill people. Yeah.
What does Lloyd Austin say to Washington? Hey, Washington, F you. You're an isolationist. I'm a warmonger. That's the term they use to people like myself that do not want to become involved in foreign entanglements. I will only attack the attacker. This crap has been going on for how many centuries? What's your favorite war? Well, I like the Peloponnesian War. Well, the Hundred Year Wars was just lovely. Oh, the War of Roses was so beautiful. This crap has been going on forever. It isn't our duty. It's the madmen's duty. It's what the gentleman who's in the service was saying before I came on the air about what Dwight D. Eisenhower said. Five-star general, supreme commander of Allied forces, and two-term president. Warns the American people that the military-industrial complex is robbing the nation of the genius of scientists, sweat of the labors, and the future of the children. And watch America now, gone down the crapper. Gone down the crapper by the crap heads in control. Oh, hey, aren't the roads lovely with all the bumps in them? Oh, you can feel them nice. Bridges collapsing. Oh, yeah, the whole country going to crap. I love the homeless, but the migrants are wonderful for me. Oh, yeah. 63% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck. Insurance costs going through the roof. They can't afford to get insurance on a car, on a home. Oh, so when you get hit by a car that don't have insurance, mwah. Yeah. He goes on to say, Washington, a nation which indulges toward another in habitual hatred, again, toward another in habitual hatred, like they taught us to hate Iran and to hate Russia. Oh, by the way, the guy who they overthrew in 1953 in Iran, brought to you by the MI6 and the CIA, Mossadegh, he had the nerve, the gall, this is why they overthrew him, to nationalize Iranian oil. It's not that oil belongs to us. It doesn't belong to Anglo-Iranian Oil, better known today as BP, or Standard Oil, better known today as ExxonMobil. Hey, you don't screw with us. We own it, man. We'll steal what we want. Yeah, anyway, going back to it, again, and nobody talks about that. The nation which indulges toward another habitual hatred, as we do against Iran and Russia, or an habitual fondness, as we love Ukraine, the most corrupt country in Europe. And the major issue among the people polled in Ukraine, corruption, the major issue, is some degree of slave. It is a slave to its animosity or its to its affection, either of which is sufficient to lead it astray from its duty and its interests. Yep. Right there. Hey, gold prices are up. What a surprise.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. Hey, you need that turbo course, man, to get that turbo going. I'm telling you, you got to get in the best shape you can. People ask me what to do. You got to get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You're in the fight for your life. You're in the fight for your life. So one of the ways to get it back physically is you get these great products from InfoWars, and they got a nice sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off. They got this vitamin mineral fusion, and it was gone, but now it's back in stock. And it's a multivitamin formulas that they don't have anywhere else, and they returned. It's been out of stock for months. And again, as I said, you have to get in the best shape you can.
And this is going to help really boost your natural system. And it helps you get essential vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. And again, stuff has been gone because everybody loves it so much. And it's back in stock, 40% off. And I say, you get a lot of the food you're eating, you know, out there, if you go out to a restaurant or anything, it's crap food. So you got these great deals you get because you're not getting the vitamins, the minerals, and what you really, really need. So this is making up for a lot of that lost nutrients that we need so much. And you can go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you pick up this for 40% off. It's a real boost. It got a whole bunch of different vitamins, calcium, magnesium, zinc, a whole bunch of vital nutrients. So anyway, it's right there for you to get, and you get it because you need it. Okay. Now, when I went on InfoWars, I'm sitting here around, 3 o'clock Eastern time. Gold was going at $2,366 an ounce. It's now $3,385 an ounce. Why do you subscribe to the Trends Journal? Well, I was even on with Alex Jones. We did our top trends for 2024. You can look it up. And of course, you can see it in the magazine. Magazine came out on January 2nd. Gold is up more than $300 when we made that forecast. Yeah. Golden year for gold. We're the only ones in the world that said that 2024 will be a golden year for gold. Why? A lot of reasons. What's driving prices up right now is the fear of World War III escalating. You know, when I was a kid, I'm born in 1946, so I heard World War II stories when I was a kid. And they used to tell me how did you get out of the country? Well, I gave the guys gold coins. People bought their freedom with gold. People see the danger that are understandably tuned in to the trend shaping the future, how serious this global World War III is. World War III has already begun. Again, you go back to your Trends Journal. And by the way, you go to jonestrends.com and you get 10% off. Yeah. And it costs you the grand total of $2.50 a week. Yesterday's New York Times, I read the Times because I want to see what they're saying. That's what we do. We want to see what everybody's saying. The Sunday edition, $6. Not one trend-worthy article in the entire newspaper. The business section was a joke. Nothing about business. Big photos fill up the whole page. Stupid crap. We're giving you what you need. We had forecast gold prices would go up this year. So going back, why people are buying gold. Number two, again, the geopolitical crisis that's escalating. And one of my said, when all, the GC's three G's, Gerald Celente's three G's, guns, gold, and a getaway plan. And people are feeling that. That's what's driving the prices up. Inflation, it's real. As I mentioned before, people are starving. They can't afford to buy housing insurance, car insurance. Again, we write about this each week, putting the data in there, how much it's going up, cost of homes, the cost of rents, cost of food, and now the cost of gas, because you got a bunch of ass in charge of why gas is going up, because they're ramping up war. And as we forecast, more Israel, United States attack, have battles with Iran, the higher oil prices are going to go. And that's going to, again, if they hit $130 a barrel, it crashes the economy. Reason number three why gold prices are going up. They're going to lower interest rates in the run up to the presidential reality show. That's right. They want to keep the people in power. Again, I've mentioned this, keep mentioning it, and don't forget it. The former Fed head, Sfaccia Brute, that means ugly face in Italian, Janet Yellen, screaming, yelling, boy, we're the same age, man, hope you don't look like her. Former Fed head's now our Treasury Secretary. Got it? The Federal Reserve is running the country in front of everybody's eyes. They're going to keep the power, people in power in power. So they're going to lower interest rates. The lower interest rates go, the deeper the dollar falls. The deeper the dollar falls, the higher gold prices go. Why? Because gold is dollar-based. So if the dollar loses its value, it's cheaper in other countries to buy gold. And they're buying it. In China, retail sales have gone of gold have gone up nearly 25% since the start of the year. Why? Because the Chinese people know how bad it is there. They had 3 years of zero COVID policy when they locked down the nation. They destroyed the lives and livelihoods of hundreds of millions. Again, the social, physical, mental, and economic damage of the COVID war is incalculable. With all booms, there's always a bust. And China had a boom when slimeball Bill Clinton brought them into the World Trade Organization. The GDP shoots up. It was overbuilt. They overbuilt the place. So it was going to be a decline in real estate, which accounts, depending on whose numbers you're looking at, between 30 to 35% of China's GDP. Your real estate, they got a bust going on. It's serious. And the people know it. That's why they're buying gold. And they know how tough times are. That's why they're buying gold. And when I say about the social, physical, and mental problems, again, we write about it in the Trends Journal each week. Now the reports are coming out about how women, how alcoholism among women has gone up since the COVID war, like some 40-something percent. Oh, yeah, hey, I'm the governor of your state. Hey, you mom-and-pop businesses, you're closed down, you hear me? Oh, but the liquor stores, they could stay open. I'm not making that up. You know why they kept the liquor stores open? Because the slimeball politicians who caused the COVID war, they need tax dollars. Because they never work, they need our tax money. And the slime balls, both the feds and the states, have put very high taxes on booze. So keep buying that booze so we get more of your plantation workers of slave land and your tax money. And then the court kids not going back to school. All the numbers are there. Oh, you want to get punched in the face? Ladies, walk down the streets of New York. Everything's fine. Gangs robbing stuff in stores didn't exist before the COVID war. That's just part of it. And there's a lot more. And when we come back, we're going to talk about it. So stay tuned to InfoWars.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey, great big hi, the Alex Jones Show. And again, do everything you can to support InfoWars, because they're doing everything they can to support you. And we're in critical times now. And matter of fact, today was, I was outside, and I own, if you Google it up, most historic four corners in America, Kingston. And I own three of the historic buildings. That's where I have my rallies. And I bought these buildings because the seeds of democracy was sown here. And they had a big garden in one of them. This is right in the center of town. And I was walking out this morning, and a guy looked, he's Gerald Celente. He said, I watched you on InfoWars. And he said, I'm not kidding. And he goes into his car, and he pulled out an InfoWars, coffee, the containers there, with InfoWars on it. So, a lot of places I go, they see me on InfoWars, they see me on InfoWars. So what I'm saying is that there are enough of us to change this. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority. Keen on setting breast fires of freedom in the minds of men, said Samuel Adams, and of course women. We're that irate, tireless minority. We just have to unite to make it happen. And I got to tell you, man, and women, and I'm, by the way, I have to women negative. This is all this stupid stuff. And I don't like the word cocktails. I find that offensive to men, cocktails. Anyway, we have to unite. There are enough of us. And if we don't, we're going to die in war. This is serious stuff that's going on. We have demonic people in charge. They're maniacs. They're maniacs. So going back to supporting InfoWars, also the Trends Journal, because we're giving you history before it happens. I talked to you about gold. We're talking about $2.50. You get these crap papers, the Wall Street Journal, $5 a day. There's nothing in it, hardly anything anymore. And I need data. It's $2.50 a week, and you're helping InfoWars, and you're also the more subscribers we get. Not that we're going to... The last edition is 217 pages. No ads. No ads. Oh, you read what you want, and you can listen to it, too. It's a magazine. You don't have to read everything. You know, but you read what you need, from AI to technocracy. You know, again, we write about this stuff like nobody. Joe Duran, his books, Be Human, you know, get it on Amazon. You know, AI sections, high-tech science, you know, it's a geopolitics, economics. We're giving you... So we have to unite. And the way I see us uniting, by the way, is we need a major peace movement. Wouldn't it be nice if the billionaires put $1 billion to peace? Yeah, Occupy Peace? Yeah. We need to, all of us, every InfoWar warrior, who are warriors for the Prince of Peace, if you believe in that, being a warrior for the Prince of Peace, as I am, and others, the 332 million people in America, what if 32 million of them, out of 332 million, got together for peace on Earth? And we did it in D.C. You know how the Berlin Wall came down? People from East Berlin came to the wall. They stayed there. More came. They stayed. More came. Day after day, week after week. They kept coming. They kept coming. Until they outnumbered the soldiers by about 30,000 to one. And the wall came down. We go to Washington, D.C. and close down Washington, D.C. and make it clear to these little clown boys like a Lindsey, they come out of the closet, Ed Graham, with a little peckerhead like Adam Schiff over there in Los Angeles, like a little nobody. Chuckie Schumer from New York. And we tell them, listen, you little clown boys and girls, you're public servants. Get this in your head. Get this in your head. You work for us. And we want peace. We're cutting the budget of the military-industrial complex down from over $1 trillion when you put NSA in. Oh, we don't need Homeland Security. Get rid of that thing. Get rid of the FBI. Get rid of the CIA. You guys are a bunch of worthless money. And we want that money back in America. We want to make America a self-sustaining economy. We want to made in America, not made in China. Oh, you know who we import most of our clothing and shoes from? Number two importer that we get from? Or exporter that we import from? Vietnam. Yeah, the Vietnam War that I was talking about before. Those dirty commies. Oh, they're still commies. Oh, yeah, but we got the manufacturers over there. We're getting the stuff cheap, you know. They got to make money. We got to make money. Made in America. We become a self-sustaining economy. Close all the bases overseas. That's the number one thing in Occupy Peace. Secure the homeland with the troops. And rebuild our third world infrastructure. All these people that are getting this free money without working, yeah. We got to work progress administration 2.0. Get to work fixing the roads, fixing the bridges, building new ones like they did in the Great Depression. No more of this cheap money. Shove it. If you need it, we'll give it to you. I mean, if you have a mental disorder, you're out of your mind and you can't do anything and, you know, great. You know, we'll do what we can. But other than that, you know, F you. So, we go protest. And we stay there day after day, night after night, week after week. That's the only way I see us winning. And we tell them, no more war. Stop this stuff. This is what we want you to do. You got it? You got it? And again, I don't support either of the parties what's going on now. To me, it's a nothing. It'll be... No. So, going back to what's going on. Go back a couple of days ago, and Biden said that United States support... Israel would be, quote, ironclad. Yep. Biden gives Israel ironclad backing against Iranian retaliatory strike. See, you got it. Biden declared, told Iran, quote, don't. We are devoted to the defense of Israel. We will support Israel. We will help defend Israel, and Iran will not succeed. In the Bronx, we used to say BS has its own sound. Iran succeeded. They didn't bomb any, kill any people there, maybe one. But they showed that they can attack. From the reports coming out of Israel, it cost them $1.3 billion to stop the weapons coming in. Yep. It cost Iran a tenth of that cost to send in the weapons. And Scott Ritter really knows his stuff. And you listen to what he's saying about this. And this guy's a real man. Fought, been there, knows it. This is, and now we're getting more and more talk from Israel on they're going to respond. This finance minister, Smotrich, quote, giving, you know, he's calling for more and more, one after another, just saying to ramp it up. And again, Biden said United States support is ironclad. So this is serious. Again, it goes back to gold prices and oil as well. They're going to keep going up. That's our forecast. Gold this year could hit $3,000 an ounce. That's right. This is very serious. So guns, gold, and a getaway plan. Yeah, German Chancellor Scholz condemns Iran's attack on Israel. Hey, Scholz, how come you didn't condemn Israel's attacks on the Iranian consulate, the oil depots and oil fields, and bombing of innocent people in the consulate, which is bombing a consulate, is against international law in Syria? Why? Because we're hypocrites. That's why. I'm a politician. I bow down. I suck up. I lie my way into office. Oh, you don't lie your way into office? Remember the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner Obama lied his way into office in 2008 when the Iraq War was still raging? As soon as he gets in, he has the Afghan troop surge. I want that guy Gaddafi out of there. Oh, yeah, that war was beautiful. Libyan war destroyed the richest country in Africa. Did a lovely job in Syria, bombing the hell out of that. Oh, yeah, but we're stealing their oil. I forgot about it. Eastern Syria. Anyway, a lot more, and you get a lot more when you go to trendsjournal.com. And again, you put in the code JonesTrends.com. Because we're in serious times. You get a big discount. Of course, you're only $2.50 a week.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.